It was tough and it was bruising and it was very, very physical and it was just dogged, and there was, you know, two teams who badly wanted to get through to the next round, and it was great.
Seeing the preparations for this, Roy, they've gone quite well. I know Armagh's up next, but you haven't looked at Armagh, as you just said there, but tell me, this game, preparing for it, what differently did you do?
Oh, we didn't do anything different. You know, the boys know the run of things. You know, as the year develops, the training sort of builds up. We probably left it a wee bit later this year to get it going, you know, with the long season they had last year and that, so it is. So, look, we're through now to the first round proper. We've 4 weeks to build for that, and we're lucky to be in it.
Well, there's a very simple explanation for that, you know, because we were wiped out in the league and we were very unfortunate not to win that game today. So they're just different worlds. The way we performed today bore no resemblance to the way we performed in the league. And if I said at the end of the league match, it's one of the worst performances I ever saw from a Tyrone team, I can equally say that's one of the best I've ever seen from a Tyrone team.
Absolutely, and I suppose after maybe an indifferent start, after maybe 10 or 15 minutes we're done a goal, probably with a better side, you really kind of controlled it up to just before Martin McElhinney's goal.
Yeah, we did. The first goal, being a strike, being a first goal, was very important for us. It gave us a lot of confidence and obviously narrowed the gap that they were building at that time. And I suppose our players pushed on from that and got ourselves into a very strong position. I was very disappointed with the goal that happened before half time, because I really did feel that there was a bit of over carrying had taken place before the ball was put into the place where the goal was scored from. So these are the things you have to live with. I thought it was a harsh decision that we didn't get that ball turned over and a free out the other way, which would have made a big difference at the end of the day on how that result might have been.